This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It was a big day for the Republicans in yesterday's midterm elections. The party retained control of the House of Representatives, even picking up seats. And they regained the majority in the Senate by defeating the incumbents in Georgia and Missouri and winning Minnesota. Republicans also won several high-profile governor's races in Massachusetts, Georgia, Maryland, and Florida. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
President George W. Bush campaigned relentlessly for Republican candidates this fall. He crisscrossed the country and, in an unusual move for a president, appeared on behalf of House candidates, as well as Republicans running for Senate and governor. Mr. Bush risked personalizing the election, but the gamble appears to have paid off. Republicans will now control both houses of Congress. No campaign was more personal for President Bush than the Florida governor's race, where his brother Jeb beat Democratic challenger Bill McBride. In Miami last night, it was strictly a Bush family affair.
It is my distinct honor and privilege to introduce to you the current governor of Florida and the next governor of Florida, Jeb Bush.
That's former President George Bush introducing his son, Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
Next 4 years, I want to create a climate where strong families can prevail and their quality of life will enhance. We need to make sure that working moms struggling to make ends meet for their children have the best child support they can possibly have. We need to lessen the abuses of domestic violence. We need to protect the developmentally disabled. We need to create a climate in this state that is the envy for the rest of the country about how families can grow and prosper together.
The most painful race of the night for Democrats was in Minnesota, where Walter Mondale, the former vice president, lost to the former mayor of St. Paul, Norm Coleman. Mondale was recruited just last week to take the place of Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone, who was killed in a plane crash. Mondale was considered the instant front runner, but Republican Coleman appears to have benefited from a backlash against the conduct of some Wellstone supporters at a memorial service for the senator, where Governor Jesse Ventura and Republican officials were booed. Democrats picked up a Senate seat in Arkansas, where State Attorney General David Pryor defeated the Republican incumbent Tim Hutchinson. Hutchinson's defeat was expected. He trailed Pryor for most of the race. Hutchinson, a Baptist minister and religious conservative, hurt his reputation when he divorced his wife of 29 years and married one of his staffers. Republicans picked up a Senate seat in Missouri when former Congressman Jim Talent defeated Democratic incumbent Gene Carnahan in a special election.
You know, the last 2 years have been a difficult time for the leaders of our government, and particularly in the Senate. There's been a struggle, a sense that there was a tremendous struggle for power going on. It is time to set that aside. And even if we disagree about tactics, in many cases, we agree about what we want to do. And we should set our differences aside and try and accomplish them. That's not looking through rose-colored glasses. That's what every generation of leaders in America has done.
Carnahan, who was running her first campaign, was appointed to the seat after her husband died in a plane crash just days before his election in 2000.
Ours is a cause that has not been lessened by defeat or diminished by the heartache we feel this night. As always, others will come to lift the fallen torch. The fire will not go out.
No.
In the biggest upset of the night, Republicans also took the Senate seat of Max Cleland, a Georgia Democrat who until the last days of the campaign was favored. He was defeated by House member Saxby Chambliss.
I'm just pleased that all of you are now becoming our family, and we look forward to making sure that Georgia gets the best representation possible, not just in the U.S. House, but now in the United States Senate.
Towards the end of the campaign, Chambliss ran hard-hitting ads accusing Cleland of being soft on defense. Cleland, who served in Vietnam and lost two legs and an arm in combat, does not appear to have motivated the kind of African-American turnout that in the past has been the key to Southern Democratic victories.
After my life was literally saved on the battlefield many years ago, I never thought that I'd ever have the chance to serve people in public life. So you all have enabled me to live the life of my dreams, and I appreciate that.
The vote count is not finished in South Dakota, where incumbent Democratic Senator Tim Johnson is fighting a strong challenge from Republican Congressman John Thune. Thune was recruited personally by President Bush, who came to the state a record 5 times to help him. The race was seen as a proxy war between President Bush and the state's senior Democrat, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Regardless of the outcome here, Bush has won the proxy war. Daschle will no longer lead a Democratic majority in the Senate. Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu got the most votes against a field of three Republican challengers, but she didn't receive over 50%. Under Louisiana's unique election rules, Landrieu will now stand in a runoff election on December 7th. The governor's races were the bright spot on an otherwise gloomy night for Democrats. Democrats appear to have won at least 9 state houses, including the important presidential election states of Michigan, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. But the Republicans pulled off a stunning upset in Georgia, beating the Democratic incumbent governor and winning the state house in Georgia for the first time since Reconstruction. The GOP also made a high-profile pickup when Republican Congressman Bob Ehrlich beat Maryland's Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
To Republicans, our time in the desert is over. But as we know, power must be held responsibly and successfully, or it will be a temporary stay, because that's the nature of democracy in a free society.
Kennedy Townsend carried the baggage of an unpopular outgoing governor, Paris Glendening, but she also managed to squander a formidable early lead in the race.
I hope you won't mind if I quote the words of my father, whom I think of in a very special way this evening. He said, "The question is not whether change will come, but whether we guide that change in the service of our ideals and towards a social order shaped to the needs of our people."
In House races, Republicans defied historical trends and managed to retain control of that chamber. The party with the White House almost invariably loses House seats in a first-term midterm, but this time the GOP actually picked up a few. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.